Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a Thursday. Daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Thursday night football tonight. Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow. And athletes being arrested across the country. What a wild 35, 40 minutes. So at the top of the hour, Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested at his hotel room and charged with illegal gambling by the FBI. And now Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested by the FBI for illegal gambling as well. This according to ESPN. So whatever is going on, this sounds like some sort of sting operation. And again, the FBI and the Eastern District Attorney of New York, they are going to hold a press conference later on today at 10 a.m., and we will get more details. But man, this is massive news that now we're having a player, and even more disturbing, a head coach arrested for illegal gambling.
Right, and these aren't nobodies. Like, it feels like the NBA had such good momentum with, like, the NBA on NBC and then inside the NBA last night. And we had some great games on the opening night of NBA. And now you see these arrests and you have to feel like Adam Silver has to be like panicking right now, because this is, I don't want to say it's like the worst thing that could happen to your league, but it is certainly a black eye if some of these guys are convicted of what they are accused of, just because it threatens the integrity of the league. It threatens all of these like sportsbook partnerships that have been pushed upon like every sports league. So it's one of those big problems that Adam Silver is certainly having to deal with.
Yeah, whatever comes up here, Adam Silver is going to have to step in. A lot of this won't be his choice, because the FBI is clearly making moves now and going around making arrests, and we may not be done. This is 2 in the past 40 minutes, so we could possibly see more. Maybe we won't. But something is going down. There's no question about it. But Adam Silver will have to go in immediately and do something to be proactive here and to show that this is not acceptable, that anyone that even thinks about doing this will be punished, and punished severely. Because you know how it is, particularly now in 2025, when sports wagering is such a huge part of the landscape, and we hear about athletes getting requests on Venmo or being yelled at games because guys aren't hitting their bets or their props, whatever it is. Like, this is kind of an issue with interaction anyway, and so people naturally question the integrity of the game, which is not necessarily fair, but it does happen. So you cannot have any sort of perception of impropriety here. So Silver's got to step in. He's got to do something quick.
Well, and especially, it would be one thing if it was one player, if it was just Jonte Porter, you know, and they're like, okay, it's an isolated incident.
Right.
But when it starts spreading and it feels like it is a trend, that's when it's a real problem. And that's when it's a league-wide problem, as opposed to saying, hey, that guy's just a bad apple.
Yes. So hopefully this is where it ends. I'm definitely not rooting for other coaches or players to be arrested, and hopefully this is somewhat isolated, because the last thing you want is, in a couple hours, we're talking about multiple people. Right now, it's just two, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. I don't know if there's a connection between the two. The only connection right now is that both have been arrested by the FBI for illicit gambling. On the same day where we're talking about, at the beginning of the show, hey, if you're a college kid, you can gamble on pro sports. You know, that's sort of the slippery slope, you know what I mean? Where I'm not saying these kids are doing that. I'm just saying that this is exactly why you have to be careful about what you allow and what you don't, because the temptation is there, even for people who should know better.
And especially for player props, because they feel like they are so easily manipulated. But I was just looking. Like, it's crazy to me about Chauncey Billups, because, like, the Blazers play tomorrow. So, like, is he going to be back for that? Like, what is the game plan in between? Like, you just started a season. So, I don't know. There is a lot of moving parts to this, but it will be very interesting to follow.
It certainly will. Hopefully that is it. I mean, a player is bad enough, but it's even worse when you're a coach. You know what I mean? Because you have so much more power to influence the game. Like, that's the real shoe dropping here, is a player, okay, we hear that from time to time, but a head coach in a pro sports league being arrested of this is massive.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, because this is just off the top of my head, but wasn't that like what Pete Rose was doing? Was it on the coaching staff? And it's like, especially in basketball, it's like, if you are choosing to not play a certain player, and you're like, hey, let's take the under on his player prop, that is a very clear connection.
Right. Guess what? You're sitting today. Or, you know what? We're taking you out after your first at bat. It's like, you know, the prop's like 1.5 hits. You bet the over, or you hit the under if you're the manager. You know what I mean? Those are so easy to manipulate. So maybe there's nothing there, but when the FBI is involved, never, ever good. What is good, or at least what has been this week, are your bets. So let's see where we're going tonight.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea, give us another winner.
Let's go. So tonight I am not betting on the NBA. I feel like there's a joke somewhere there, unlike some of the players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allegedly, but I'm going to go to the NFL in Thursday night football. I'm going to go with Chargers receiver Ladd McConkey over 55.5 receiving yards for -114. So you look at the matchup on the surface and you say, okay, the Vikings have been pretty good against wide receivers on the whole, but over the last few games, they have given up some huge numbers to opposing wide receivers. Just last game, Devonta Smith of the Eagles had 183 receiving yards. DK Metcalf of the Steelers had 126. Even if you look at that game against the Browns, there was a receiver, or a tight end, I should say, that had 67. David Njoku had 67 receiving yards when the Browns played the Vikings. So if you look at the other context clues we get from this game, Justin Herbert's passing yardage prop is 254.5. So the books think that Justin Herbert is going to have to sling it tonight. And I feel like he is going to depend on the target share king of Ladd McConkey in this one. Over the last two games, Ladd McConkey has gotten 24 targets, had 15 against the Colts last week, had 9 against the Dolphins, had 67 yards last game, and 100 in that game against the Dolphins. So I feel like it's going to be a big Ladd McConkey night. And usually he'll have like one big long reception. Like in that Dolphins game, he had a 42-yard catch. So I am banking on him having at least one of those. And I'm hoping that this is one of those props we get by halftime. A girl can dream, right? So I'm going to go Ladd McConkey over his receiving prop of 55.5 yards for -114.
All right. I need baseball to come back so I can win something. Yeah, I do. Vikings +3.5 at the Chargers. Not my favorite bet. Why? Because of Carson Wentz. How do we feel about Carson Wentz leading a football team? Well, I don't feel great about it, but I do feel good about Wentz against this Chargers defense. Early on in the season, the Chargers looked so good, like as a team. They look complete. And they will be better on offense tonight. It looks like Joe Alt, their stud defensive tackle, or offensive tackle, I should say, is going to play. That will help L.A. and give some protection to Justin Herbert. But I don't think it's going to matter against the Vikings because they're getting that half point. And over the past 3 weeks, the Chargers' defense has been really bad. They've given up at least 27 points in the last three games. They've become one of the worst rushing defenses in the National Football League. So if I'm the Vikings, what am I going to do? I'll use Carson Wentz when I need to, but I want to hand it off to Jordan Mason. I also like his anytime touchdown prop. That's around +115. He's gotten in the end zone three times in the last four games. I think he could do that tonight. They're not going to have problems in the red zone like they did last week against the Eagles. But I'm going to grab the Vikings here based on what we've seen from the LA defense, which has regressed over the past month. Let's go Minnesota +3.5.
Ah, going with the side here. And I keep seeing like more details of this NBA case. So apparently Chauncey Billups is allegedly in an illegal poker arrest. So I guess this is not with the NBA, like not with like betting on the NBA. So I guess that's a good thing. How are you doing illegal poker? Like, isn't this legal in most places? Like, that's my first question is, like, what is this? Like, an underground poker ring that you see in, like, the movies?
Yes, because there is a distinction there. And I remember I was reading about this, or I actually looked it up because I was curious myself. I'm like, how is this illegal? But if you create a system or a group that is large enough where there is money being exchanged or enough money being exchanged and enough people involved, then it becomes an enterprise and it becomes illegal because you can't just start a gambling operation, right? It has to be legalized. So if it's big enough and there's enough money there, then yeah, you can get involved in that. Why did I read about it? Because I wanted to start one. And I was like, I guess I can't.
Maybe your next career, Jen. I know. But wasn't there a Will Ferrell movie about this? The House? I don't think I got all the way through it because I don't think it was that great. But it was like Will Ferrell and I think maybe it was Amy Poehler. And they started like a gambling thing in their basement with like craps and roulette. And honestly, that sounds awesome. I would love to be invited to that.
Me too. Well, I guess we got to check with the Donkster real quick before we get out of here. Let's see what he's up to. Donkster, get in here.
Charles Barkley isn't the only one who's lost weight.
Well, you look the same to me.
I've lost 5 ounces. Does anyone want to know my secret? I eat 2 Doritos Locos Tacos a day, 1 Baja Blast, and then I have a cup of love butter.
I don't even know what that is. I don't want to know. Do you have a bet?
Packers, +7.5, hosting the Thunder.
Well, there you go. Good job. It's Pacers. Well, come up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, Matt Fortuna at 10, Paul Charchian at 11, Chuck Esposito at 11:20. There you go, Chelsea. Right into Bet Sweats after this.
Chuck Esposito, who is that? I feel like I've heard that name before.
Are you thinking of Phil Esposito?
There is a coach, I think, of NC State baseball that was like Esposito or something. I don't know. That's what I'll be Googling after the show.
I will be looking at ways to circumvent the law when it comes to an illegal poker ring. I'm going to find a way.
Ah.
Yeah, why not? That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always appreciate your time for Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on your bets and have a great Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.